PET CT is inappropriate for end of treatment. There is no rationale for the use of PET following completion of therapy. PET CT is appropriate for confirmed recurrence. PET is of value in distinguishing operable from non-operable recurrent disease. It should be noted that PET is less sensitive than MRI and CT in the detection of brain and lung metastases respectively. Management changes are reported to occur in about 30% of patients after PET scanning. A case of vaginal melanoma status post-treatment. Presented with enlarged left lingual lymph nodes, proved to be metastatic melanoma. Axial fused PET CT showed local recurrence in the vagina with hypermetabolic metastatic left lingual lymph nodes. PET CT is possibly appropriate for detection of suspected recurrence. In the case of a lesion that is not readily amenable to biopsy, high uptake of PET is strongly suggestive of recurrent melanoma. PET CT is possibly appropriate for routine follow-up in advanced stages. Routine follow-up of stage 1A to 2A melanoma is not recommended for asymptomatic patients. In routine follow-up of stage 2B to 4 melanoma, PET may be considered with chest X-ray and CT every 4 to 12 months to screen for recurrent or metastatic disease. During follow-up, PET CT showed recurrence of melanoma in right chest wall nodule, shown as hypermetabolic nodule, clearly visualized on axial PET CT image. However, this nodule was hardly seen on CT alone. Routine imaging for asymptomatic recurrence or metastasis is not recommended after 5 years. PET CT is inappropriate for radiotherapy planning. There is no evidence that PET contributes to treatment planning.